CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4HKX. I do have one announcement. I want to remind everybody that on May the 10th, the Roadshow Radio Club will be having a swap fest and demo and fox hunt up here in Hendersonville, North Carolina at Janizio's Mexican Restaurant. And for those of you who don't know, that is over here on Spartanburg Highway. It's real easy to find if you come right up 25 and get on Spartanburg Highway. You'll head right up through there and can't miss it. It's on the left-hand side. Easy to find. So that's just the radio show, the Roadshow Radio Club having a swap fest on May the 10th at 9 a.m. Does anybody need any feels on that? That will assume everybody got what they needed. And we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. Getting off on the right foot tonight. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. And tonight, we will start with our pre-net check-ins. First, we'd like to welcome Mr. Richard, KC4PLT. He's down there in Pendergrass, Georgia. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. John, KF4CKT, and he is in Honeya Pass. Then we've got Mr. Patrick, KC4. Then we've got Mr. Gus, AA4GH, out of Ponte Gorda, Florida. Then we've got Andrew, W2AMD, out of Simpsonville. Then we've got Mr. Ben, KO4ZEW, out of Simpsonville. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Don, KG4PFI. And he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ, and they make their home in Piedmont. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Leon, NC9V, and he brings along Miss Wendy, KE4DXJ. They make their home in Hendersonville. Next is Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, out of Table Rock. Next, we'd like to welcome Gregory, KO4WTQ, out of Brunswick, Georgia. Then we'd like to welcome Mike, K4GAT, out of Simpsonville. Then we've got Mr. Bill, KC4W, out of Anderson. Next is Mr. John, KN4RJN, out of Brown Summit, North Carolina. Next is Dave, KB2BYQ, out of Easley. And last on our pre-net check-ins here is KR4ACR. That's Mr. Terry out of Moore. And we will recheck, and we don't have any more. So that concludes our pre-net check-ins. And we do have an EchoLink station waiting, so we'll pause right here and give our EchoLink station priority. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
Net control. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. That's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
KO4HKX and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Jim, KO4YHY. Makes his home down there in Berea. And Jim, good to hear you. And thank you for stopping by. And I hope you had a wonderful Easter. So with that, tonight being Sunday night, we will start at the top of the alphabet with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont and will both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in wear shoals and she'll also be negative negative. 73 to you and all on the net.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KX. Patrick, Miss Elise in the net. Thanks for calling the net, Patrick. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Elise, and all on the net.
KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. We've got a fine group here to start us off. We'd like to welcome Mr. Rick, KK4DMW. He brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO. They made their home down there in Piedmont. And by telephone relay, he brings along their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. She makes her home down there in Wareshoals. Rick, thank you for coming by and checking the family in. And I hope y'all have a wonderful Easter. And we'd like to welcome Mr. Dave. That's our net control manager, W4DJW. He makes his home down there in Greer. And Dave, I hope you had a, you and Amy had a wonderful Easter and got to spend some time with the family. And thank you for all that you do here on the net, keeping us going. I do appreciate that. And we'd like to welcome Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. He is our Wednesday night net controller and keeper of all things SwapNet. And he brings along his pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. They made their home down there in Easley. And Gary, please tell Joy, Elise and I said Happy Easter, and hope y'all had a wonderful weekend. And thanks for coming by and checking in with me tonight. And it is my pleasure to call the net as often as I can. I really look forward to it. So hopefully we'll have some more people step up here before long and fill our rosters. And speaking of that, Dave, I did have two people contact me today about that, and I'm going to speak to them tomorrow, and I will let you know the outcome of that.
Thank you for that, Patrick. And, yeah, if they want a net meeting, a Zoom meeting or something like that, just let me know when.
I will let you know. I'll talk to them tomorrow and see what their intent is, and we'll go from there. But thanks for everything you do for us, Dave. I do appreciate the effort because you do put a lot of effort in here that nobody sees. So I just want to make sure you get the praise you deserve for that. So thanks for everything. But with that, we will try again. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX. KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. With that pause, we're going to move on up to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Hey, Patrick, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Counter, North Carolina. We've had a wonderful Easter and hope you have too. And we'll be negative negative tonight, Patrick. Thanks.
This is KO4HKX from Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, KC4EZN. He makes his home up there in Candler. And Harry, I had a wonderful Easter. Went to church this morning, had breakfast there with them. And then we went down to my wife's family and spent the rest of the day there. Made it back just in time to call the net tonight. So, busy day. Just to give you a heads up, I don't know if I'm going to make it to the Waynesville Hamfest this year. They've got my knee surgery scheduled for June the 12th. So that's just a few weeks after that surgery. I don't know if I'll be up to walking around that much.
You know, they do make wheelchairs, and that building's on the ground level, so don't let that slow you down.
No, they do, but I'm afraid somebody might push me down that hill, and I'll be out there in the four lane.
Well, you know, you get on your handheld and holler for help, somebody will eventually show up.
I don't think anybody would do that to me, but we'll just have to see how it goes, so you just never know. I may be up running marathon by then. So, We're just going to take it one day at a time.
Well, I still know what you can do it. My wife's had both knees replaced, and it is a process of gradual recovery, but they do get you up moving just as quick as they can. So anyway, you ride with what you get. Take care, Patrick, and I do hope we get to see you. It's KC4EZN.
Definitely looking forward to it, so I'm going to do everything in my power to make it, but good to hear you tonight, and I hope you and the missus and family had a wonderful Easter. But with that, we're going to stop right here for just a moment. We've got an EchoLink station come up, so we're going to pause and give our EchoLink station priority. EchoLink stations only, EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, Patrick, check in. KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec out. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Patrick, to yourself, all on the net, negative, negative. I do hope, Patrick, that you and yours had a very good and joyful Easter today.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen, KA4PQA. Makes his home down there in Greenwood. And Stephen, good to hear you tonight. And thanks for coming by here. And I hope you and Miss Jennifer had a wonderful Easter. Elise and I, we had a good Easter today and enjoyed the time with friends and family. But glad to be home and sitting here calling the net and checking everybody in and just enjoying the evening. So thanks for coming by, Stephen. I do appreciate that. With that, we will jump back over to our RF section and try Echo 2 Hotel one more time. All right, with that pause, we're going to move on up to the next group, which is India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'm going to be negative and negative. Say it's 53s for each one of you.
KX. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone out there, have a good night. 73.
4HKX. M4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in and out. Kilo, Uniform, Niner, Juliet. KU9J, Steve in Hendersonville. Thank you for calling the net, Patrick, and thank you for the plug for the Roadshow Amateur Radio Club Juanito's Tailgate coming up on May 10th. Much appreciated. Make yourself a wonderful evening, sir. This is KU9J.
This is KO4HKX on Blue Ridge 2 Mirror Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. James, KK4 JFO. He makes his home down there in Tuxedo. And James, good to hear you tonight. Hope you and the family had a wonderful Easter. They would like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK. They made their home down there in Greer. And Larry, good to hear you tonight, and I hope you and Miss Donna had a wonderful Easter also. They would like to welcome Mr. Steve, KU9J, makes his home up here in Hendersonville. And Steve, it was my pleasure to plug the road show's Swap Fest coming up. Look forward to going, and I haven't been in a few years. I missed it, so I've been trying to get the word out and get as much support for you as we can, and sorry I missed you yesterday at the breakfast, but we went up to the Greenville, Tennessee Ham Fest and had a good time up there, seeing some people that I know, so just had a good time of fellowship and a good trip up there and back, so. But look forward to seeing you, if not, look forward to seeing you on May the 10th, because that'll be the next time everybody gets together. So thanks for coming by here tonight, and I hope you had a wonderful Easter. With that, we will try again, India through Lima, India through Lima, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Good evening, Patrick. If you would, please check in Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango. That's WW4JET Matthew here, North Pickens. And no traffic tonight. Appreciate the call, Nanette, on Easter Sunday. Hope you had a great day.
KO4HKX, Blair's Tumor Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Matthew, WW4JET. He makes his home down there in Pickens. Hey, Matthew, good to hear you tonight, and I hope you and the family had an awesome Easter also. And I'm working on getting that information to you that you asked for last week, so I'm still working on it. Waiting on somebody to give me some information on a pass me some information. So, but I'll get it to you just as quick as I can. With that, we will move on up to the next group, which is Mike Thupapa. Mike Thupapa, please call KO4HKX.
It's 10-8. Who is this, Patrick? Please check in. 207-6-9. Loud and in. I'll be negative and negative.
4HKX. Please check in WG4MC. This is Matt West from Greenville County, being a native 73 to you and all the net, and happy Easter, everyone.
4HKX, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4HKX and Blues Jimmy Internet. We'd like to welcome Mr. Walt, K4OIM, and he makes his home down there in Inman. Walt, good to hear you tonight. Sounding good in here, and thanks for coming by. Hope you had an awesome Easter with you and the family. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Matt, WG4MC. That is our Thursday night net controller. And Matt, thanks for coming by here and checking in with me tonight. And I'm assuming you're on that HT because you sounded pretty good, but a little just a hint of white noise in the background. So that little HT is doing you a good job if that's what you were on. And I do appreciate you coming by here, and I hope you had a wonderful Easter also. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Lloyd, KO4PXB. He makes his home down there in Simpsonville. And Lloyd, good to hear you. And I hope you and the missus and the little one had an awesome Easter. And thanks for coming by here tonight and checking in with me. I do greatly appreciate that. With that, we will try one more time. Mike Thupapa, Mike Thupapa. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we're going to move on up to Quebec to Tango. Quebec to Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
Kilo 4, Tango Romeo Juliet. Bill and Cowpens, be negative and negative.
KO4HKX and Blues Team Internet. We'd like to welcome Mr. Tom, N0TR. He makes his home down there in Greer. And Tom, I hope you and Miss Bernice had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I hope the family come over and visited with you. And I hope you behaved today and stayed out of trouble. Didn't cause Miss Bernice any heartache there. They would like to welcome Mr. Chris, KO4QLG. He makes his home down there in Liberty. And Chris, good to hear you tonight. And give me a shout tomorrow when you get a minute. Ask you a question. No rush, just whenever you get a free minute. They would like to welcome Mr. Bill, KK4TRJ. And he makes his home down there in Cowpens. And Bill, good to hear you. Hope you had an awesome awesome Easter. Boy, you can tell I'm out of place tonight. But hope you had an awesome Easter and enjoyed the day. And thanks for being here tonight. With that, we will try one more time. Quebec through Tango, Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. 4HKX, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray Juliet, KA2, TXJ, Jim, Mobile and Taylor's, I'll be negative and negative.
KO4HKX, Blue Stream Internet, we'd like to welcome Mr. Jim, KA2, TXJ, he's mobile down there in Taylor's, was it? Alright. Jim, I hope you're safe out there. And be careful on the roads wherever you're at there. And thanks for coming in here tonight. And I hope you have had a wonderful Easter also. With that, we will try one more time. Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX. That pause, we'll move on up to the patient group tonight, which is Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KX. Patrick, please check in Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZPH. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
HKX. Evening, sir. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, to be determined, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're both here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening, Unit 1 on that.
KO4HKX and Blue Ridge Team Internet. We'd like to welcome Mr. David, WB4ZBH. Makes his home down there in Taylor's. David, good to hear you. Hope you had an awesome Easter also. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB, and he brings along Miss Angela, KQ4TBD. And they make their home down there in Southern Greenville County. And Tommy, I hope you and Miss Angela had an awesome Easter. I don't know why I keep wanting to say Thanksgiving, but I hope you had an awesome Easter and enjoyed the day, and thanks for coming by here and checking in with me tonight. I do appreciate it. With that, we will try one more time, Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HK. All right, with that, we'll open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HK.
This is November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey, Ed Rivard. No traffic, maybe one comment, over. HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville, and I'm negative and negative.
4HKX and Blue Ridge 2 Mirror Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Ed, N4EDW. He makes his home up here in Brevard, which he's just right out the road from me, a couple miles. So good to hear you tonight, Ed, and I will be back to you shortly for a comment. Then we'd like to welcome our Monday Night Net Controller, and that is Mr. Duncan, KO4JKV, or his alias might be Patrick. People tend to get him and I confused quite often. And he makes his home up there in Asheville. But Duncan, I hope you've had a wonderful Easter and are staying safe. Good to hear you tonight, and thanks for coming in here. With that pause, we're going to try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we'll assume we've got everybody for the night. And this is KO4HKX, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. And we only have one RAG 2 tonight, and that is Mr. Ed, N4EDW. Please call KO4HK.
For Echo Delta Whiskey, I've been doing some research on an antenna tennis ball launcher. Pneumatic air launcher, if you want to call it, or a potato launcher. I think all of us have experienced those. I'm running into some interesting aspects of it. I got a couple of tennis balls and measured them. A lot of the plans that I've read about call for a 2.5-inch pipe with a barrel. But it turns out a tennis ball will not fit in a 2.5-inch barrel. A tennis ball is 2.75 inches across, so a barrel has to be 3 inches. Anybody who's looking at plans for these might keep that in mind.
Definitely not going to cram a tennis ball down into a 2.5-inch pipe. That just will not work. Now, you might be able to get a racket ball down in there, but no tennis ball.
A lot of stuff about it, some good plans, but from a standpoint of sizes, you got to be careful. If you go out and buy stuff to build one, it helps to check the projectile first. Some of them are not using tennis balls. They're actually using PVC pipe of a different size as projectiles. And some of them are using lead weights, all of which are rather interesting.
It's pretty interesting what they'll make a projectile out of, that's for sure. The lead weight seems to make it want to sink heavier on the end, but you do have to definitely be careful of where you are aiming that, because it is heavier on that end, therefore it will cause more damage.
1 ounce lead weights with our tennis balls from the club launcher, we've had 4, 6, and 9 ounce weights. From looking at some of the research, the 6 ounce seems to be the best one to use in terms of projectile distance and going through the trees.
6 ounce lead weight flying through the air is a pretty good hunk of lead. So I could definitely see a tree limb.
Small weights we've used with the launcher from the club. I've doctored some of the tennis balls, so I have tennis balls that fit the club launcher that are all that, those different weights. Nobody seems to know where the club launcher is, so I got rather curious about maybe building one. Plus, I was kind of interested how they're built anyway.
We used to make them all the time as a potato cannon is what we called them. Because that's generally what we were shooting out of them as potatoes. Because you could shove it down in the pipe and it would cut it and make it the right size. And it's amazing how far you can shoot one of those things.
Working with ChatCPT, and it's rather interesting because they've come back with designs, including a couple of Excel spreadsheets. Although some of their spreadsheets seem to have errors, I've got to get back with them and say, why does some of the dimensions don't work out right? They're calculating volumes, and for the same length volume, they're getting three or four, or same length barrel length, they're getting three or four different volumes. Rather interesting.
Human error, ChatGPT error, who knows? I'm surprised it even come back with that information at all, because and didn't say that it could not do that due to harmful or some however it was, I can't remember. When I asked it something about that situation, it did not want to give me that information, told me it could not do that.
That information has even designed some, and I'm going to make up a PowerPoint presentation. And it's going to make a PowerPoint presentation. I couldn't download it last night. I'm going to try tonight. So apparently, it's going to put together a PowerPoint presentation. It did give me a slide, but it's going to make a rather complete presentation for me.
It's pretty good at that kind of stuff, making presentations, putting your information together for you, and then also doing summaries of bulk information. It's pretty good at doing that. I've been playing with ChatGPT just a little bit. I don't know a whole lot about it, but I have caught it in several mistakes with just simple things. Kind of surprised me. But it is pretty neat what it can do and what it can't do.
As it's a spreadsheet, it's a big error in terms of what it's done, but it does have a lot of pulling together information from whatever sources. You got to be careful with it because of the numbers, but it has been interesting to have it do things like that. And if the you ask it the right question, I guess it'll give you a better answer. I think the whole trick on this thing is to ask it the right question. Over.
Definitely matters how you phrase your question, that is for sure. So if it gives you a wrong answer one way, try it multiple times in different phrasing and see what comes up, because I found that makes a huge difference.
They've changed it so it will not give political answers, so you have to stay away from that kind of thing. But as far as the potato launcher, it was giving me how it's designed. For example, it said that the chamber volume should be the same as the barrel volume. If you have a greater volume, you're basically wasting air, because once it goes out the barrel, it's just air floating through, so it's not as efficient and probably won't throw it as far. Maybe a little bit further depending, but basically you're wasting air. Over.
See that in your volumetric efficiency. That definitely makes sense. That's why we always made them. We didn't calculate them out, but we always made the tube out of a 2-inch pipe and the reservoir out of 3-inch pipe. But we did not use compressed air. We usually used a different propellant.
I'm a little bit leery of those for several reasons. But biggest problem I have with chat is print out what it's saying. I've tried copying it, and that's a real laborious process to copy a couple pages, turn them into Word. I can't just copy a whole answer and hit print. It won't work. Over.
Not had luck with that either. I don't know what the deal is there. Maybe ask it why it's not printing. That way it can help you diagnose it.
Because even copying several pages out of chat and trying to copy those and then put them into Word becomes rather difficult. I did find that if I start at the bottom and copy up, it seems to do better in terms of copying for some reason. Over.
To keep that in mind. Like I said, I've just been vaguely experimenting with it to see what it would do. And it's interesting what it gave me trouble with and what it didn't to me. But we won't get off on that subject. But I'm glad you're getting useful information on your potato or tennis ball launcher or potato launcher, whatever you want to call it, for getting antenna launcher is probably the best thing to call it. That way you stay politically correct. But I'm glad it's helping you with that.
Inherited a cat. Oh, I guess it's been probably close to a year now. Stray cat was visiting a friend and begging for food, and they checked all around and couldn't find out who it belonged to. They were going to turn it over to the pound, but it was too pretty. I didn't want to do that because I think the pound would have put it down. It required some expensive dental work. So we adopted the cat. It turned out to be a real good cat. I put a few parameters into chat and asked it for a poem, and it came back with a nice poem about the cat and his experience. My brother got onto another program and turned it into a music program with the same words. Over.
KO4HKX from Blue Ridge, 2-meter net. That's pretty interesting that it's capable of doing that. But, Ed, I'm going to see if we got any more check-ins right quick, and then I'll be right back to you. Looking for check-ins, Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Again, the net. This is KC4SKB, Larry. And my wife, Rhonda, KG4AHS. Make her home in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight, Patrick, and also by telephone relay, N9TEC Randall. That's my brother in Nashville. And KF4GGF, my youngest brother in Goose Creek. I hope you're having a Good evening, Patrick. Good evening, you and everybody on the net. KC4SKD.
KX. All on the net, if you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Patrick. Hope you had a wonderful Easter. Appreciate you calling the net for us tonight. No comments, no traffic tonight. 7-3 to you and everyone on the net.
Control. Check in and out. Whiskey 4, India, Yankee, India. Robert, Rock Hill.
Hey, X. Hope you missed. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening, you and Miss Elise. Good evening, it's all on the...
KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We'd like to welcome one of our Friday Night Net controllers. That's Mr. Larry, KC4SKD. And he brings along Miss Rhonda, KG4AHS. They make their home down there in Easley. And Larry, I hope you and Miss Rhonda had a wonderful wonderful Easter. I'll get it right. And thanks for coming by here. And also bringing along your brothers, Randall, N9TEC. And he makes his home up in Asheville. And also Charles, KF4GGF, and he is down there in Goose Creek. And thanks for coming by and bringing the family in. I do appreciate that. And again, I hope you had an awesome Easter. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Mike, one of our Saturday Night Net controllers, AK4HR. He makes his home down there in Simpsonville. And Mike, good to hear you. And I hope you and the family had an awesome Easter also. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Robert, W4IYI, and he is down there in Rock Hill. And Robert, thank you for coming by and checking in with me tonight. I do appreciate that, and I hope you had an awesome Easter also. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE. He makes his home up here in Fletcher, which is just north of me. And Sid, I hope you and Miss Beverly had an awesome Easter and got to spend some time with the family. And thanks for coming by and checking in with me tonight. And for those of you who don't know, which is probably very, very few, Mr. Sid calls the 146-640 net on Sunday night. It starts at 8 o'clock, and that does have a tone of 91.5. But that is a good place to come over and listen to their net. There's quite a few of South Carolina crew that goes over there and checks in. And it's a great place to get the finals warmed up in your radio and make sure everything's working the way it should before you come over here and check in with me. And, Sid, thanks for all you do on 640 Machine, and do appreciate you calling that net. But with that, we'll try one more time right quick. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Patrick, if you would, check in KQ4WHN, Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Hotel November. My name is Mark. I'm in Greer, and I might be your last check-in, but I'm here. I'm here.
Nope, might be me. KO4HKX, please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Tango Romeo. KC4STR, Steven Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative, and happy Easter, everybody.
KO4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome one of our Tuesday night net controllers. That's Mr. Mark, KQ4WHN. Makes his home down there in Greer. And Mark, was good to talk to you earlier today on the way home. I do appreciate you riding along with me for a few minutes. And I hope you and the family had a wonderful Easter. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Steve, KC4STR, and he's down there in Simpsonville. And Steve, it don't matter if you're the last one as long as we get in here. I do appreciate you coming by, and I hope you had an awesome Easter also. But thanks for stopping by and coming in here with me. I enjoy checking each and every one of you in, and I get in the habit of looking for certain call signs when I call out each segment of the alphabet, and I definitely notice when there's regulars missing, so I do appreciate each and every one of you that come by. I just wanted to let you know that. So thanks to each one of you. But with that, we will jump back over here to Ed. I don't want to leave him hanging too long. N4EDW, Please call KO4HKX.
TW, I am trying to straighten up my place. I wanted to ask you also, we had talked about getting together for 3D printing. It's going to be May before, middle of May before I'm able to get you over here, but I'm wondering if you're still interested, over.
I am still interested in it. Just that I've had a lot going on myself. This knee surgery, I've got a lot of things to get done, so just trying to prep for that more than anything right now. But I will definitely try to work that out. Might be towards the end of May before I'm ready. But I have definitely been playing with mine and learning a few things on it. So we'll definitely have to try that out.
The program that I can take a two-dimensional photograph of a person, funnel face, and turn it into a three-dimensional flush, if you will. Over.
Playing with the one Bamboo Labs has got on their app this afternoon, just for a little bit. I just downloaded a picture I had on my phone of my son and his wife, and it was pretty impressive what it done, was able to do.
That's with it. I'm trying to hook up a power supply to a laptop, which I haven't used for a while, and I'm not sure exactly what happened to the power supply that goes with it, so I've got to hunt around and find it. It's been so long that the battery's run down. I'm not sure why I hadn't been using it. Sometimes these things play funny games, so.
That's for sure. If you let them sit too long, those batteries don't like that, especially with low voltage in them. And it seems like everything has a parasitic draw on it of some kind anymore.
Standardize some of these things. They all have different connections. Even if you find one that fits, they have different amounts of power. So I'm trying to find one that fits and see if it'll work in this one.
Well, I will tell you a good place to start, and that's some of these handsets, because the last couple I've been to, there's been box full of laptop power supplies and power supplies, that kind of stuff. So if you know what you're looking for, you can probably find it there.
It's the computer recycle place here in Brevard.
KO4HKX and a Blue 2-meter net. KO4HKX with N4EDW. I have not been in it, but I do know where it's at and what you're talking about.
Oh, they're now down across from Brevard City Hall. A lot much bigger space, I think. I haven't been there because it hadn't opened when I went by, but I think that'll work out pretty good for them. I'm going to try to find a power supply there because they've got a bunch of oddball stuff over.
I didn't know they'd moved. Thanks for telling me that. I'll have to see if I can't find them down there next to City Hall.
He's good to work with. I've donated a bunch of stuff with him and bought stuff. I needed a laptop for a friend who was sick and was in the hospital. And I figured he could use a laptop, but he couldn't get to a desktop. And so I wanted an inexpensive one. I found one for $45. It originally used Windows 8, to give you an idea how old it is. And they didn't have that program. They loaded Linux on it, or Linux, whichever way you want to pronounce it. And that works pretty good, folks.
I've heard that and a lot of stuff like that about Linux. I have one computer that is a dual boot, Windows or Linux, depending on which way I want to go with it. And I am by no means even a beginner with Linux. So don't ask me. I've got I'll leave it at that. But it, from what I can tell, it is pretty neat what you're capable of doing with it.
Good. It you can get onto the web and stuff like that, which is what I wanted to do with it. I haven't really played with it that much to get into other programs, so I'm not sure what it would do with Word and stuff like that. But I think as a very basic computer, it's an IBM ThinkBook, to give you an idea how old it is. I'm not sure the date on it, but it's doing a good job. So they're a good place to pick up inexpensive stuff like that. I'm not sure exactly the breakdown, but a lot of the stuff that is donated to them and a lot of the profit that they make is used to provide stuff to people who can't afford it so they can get on the web. Over.
I think, like I said, I'll have to go up and check them out. I know about them, but I have not been in there or even know. I know where they were, but that was about it. But Ed, I am going to check to see if we got any more check-ins, and is there anything else that you want to write to you about this evening?
Let everybody know about the problem with the antenna launchers and find out how you're doing. Let me know how your knee surgery works out. My brother had that for both knees a couple years ago and had no real problems with it. Just have to do the exercise.
Roger that. I will definitely let everybody know how it goes. And it seems to me like everybody has a different outcome with it. And a lot of it depends on the effort you put into the recovery on the exercises, from what I can tell. So, but I'm going to check for some more check-ins and move along. And good to hear from you tonight. And, again, I hope you and the missus had a wonderful Easter. And we'll definitely try to get up about the 3D printing.
This is November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey out.
All right, Ed. Take care. And this is KO4HX. I'm looking for check-ins. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HX.
Checking the station, just checking in. I think you guys had a perfect double.
Thank you for that, Mark. There's a station out there that tried to check in. Please call KO4HK. All right. With that, I invite you back tomorrow night for Mr. Duncan's Net, KO4JKV. I ask you to come by and give him a good dose of rider's cramp and check in with him. And I hope everyone had a good Easter, and I hope everyone has a wonderful week this week, and look forward to talking to you, many of you, on the air throughout the week. With that, I'm going to send my net report, and I will return shortly. KO4HX, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for check-ins. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 7-3, and good night to all. KO4HX, clear.